The School District of Philadelphia has postponed its plan to bring students back for in-person classes amid a dispute with the teachers union. Originally set to return Monday, the 9,000 students who opted in are now slated to return to classrooms March 1st. For WHYY, Emily Rizzo reports many stakeholders made their opposition known at a city council hearing that stretched into Wednesday evening.
Nearly 50 speakers, including principals, teachers, and parents, voiced safety concerns at the council hearing. Philadelphia Federation of Teachers President Jerry Jordan said there's a lack of trust the district can pull off its plan without error. It recently came to light that the tape the district used to mark physical distancing requirements in schools contained lead. The district blamed the problem on false information provided by a supplier and promised to fix it.
I find it so upsetting that once again, the district has chalked up a really serious error to something done in good faith. I use this example because it's emblematic of so many of the concerns we have regarding reopening school buildings.
Shakita Gaines, president of Philadelphia Home and School Council, has been skeptical of district administrators for years.
But now that we have an extra layer of uncertainty caused by this pandemic and plastic fans, Philly is exposed and the country is watching.
The council hearing also featured testimony from public health experts from the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, who strongly endorse the district's return plan. Emily Rizzo for WHYY News.